Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Monday morning, you showed up fine.
It's the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks very much for tuning in and making us part of your MLK Day today. Coming up around 5:25 or so later on today, we are going to talk to Alexa Daly. Alexa lives in O'Fallon, Missouri, and she was just named Miss Rodeo Missouri 2022. So we're going to find out a little bit more about what's involved in that. I just love it when local folks have great stuff happen to them. Isn't that wonderful, Abby? Don't you love that?
I do. I think it's fantastic.
She's from a great family. I've known her mom for a long time, so I want to find out what's more involved in being Miss Rodeo from Missouri. I've heard of the Miss America stuff, but I don't know about that. Tim Lomar is on the phone with us today. He is the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. Mr. Lomar, how are you, sir?
Mike, good to be with you. You said St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. I know you meant St. Charles.
Sorry about that. I did mean St. Charles. I don't ever talk about St. Louis. How do they do that? It's funny. Every time I'm on, Steve Moore, who's the program director here, always says, "Hey, Mike, there's life going on outside of St. Charles County. You could talk about that." I'm like, "I know, but it's just not that interesting." So
you could, but you don't have to.
I don't have to. That's right. Eventually we do that. Or we compare it to other things that are going on. I knew that you were probably going to want to bring up that Missouri-Arkansas basketball game, but I know we don't have enough time to talk about that. So I'm going to cut you off so you can't. I'm sorry. I just had to bring that up.
Yeah, I think let's wait till next year. That's okay. What I'm going to say about the football game.
How St. Louis Cub of you, Chicago Cub of you. I appreciate that very much. Hey, by the way, tell Ty I'm sorry. I told her that I wouldn't interrupt your holidays again, but here I am on MLK Day, and I am interrupting the holiday again and having you on. So I appreciate you doing that. Did you guys do anything special for the holidays today?
Believe it or not, Mike, I was doing a lot of work working for the good citizens of St. Charles County today.
See, you got to love that. And what keeps you busy today?
You know, we've got, with all the COVID shutdowns over the last, nearly 2 years, our trial calendar is just insane over the next several months. So just kind of getting things in order there, just working on some deals and see what's going to go, what's not going to go. But it's a fun ride, I'll tell you that.
You know, insane is a really great way to talk about what seems to be going on with a lot of prosecuting attorneys around the country. I know I say this a lot. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the way things happen in St. Charles County. But I just continue to come back to the fact of what is going on with these district attorneys who just decide it doesn't really matter what the laws are that are on the books. I'm only going to prosecute the ones that I want to prosecute. We've seen that here locally in St. Louis, unfortunately, with what's going on in the city. Chicago seems to be one of the worst offenders. We have that in San Francisco. We have that in Los Angeles. And now the Manhattan DA, the newly elected there, has decided, I don't know, things like prostitution. I'm not going to prosecute that anymore. What could possibly be bad about something like that, huh?
You know, I agree with you. For whatever reason, we've seen this trend across the country, and mostly in major metropolitan areas, New district attorneys are elected. The vast majority are funded by George Soros, and they have an agenda that's just very different. And, you know, in terms of criminal justice reform, there's always room for conversation. But what you're seeing in some of these major metro areas, New York City's the latest, is there's no gradual integration of reform. It's just overnight things have changed. And I just think that's a terribly dangerous precedent to set.
Being a prosecutor at the third largest county in the state of Missouri, I'm sure you probably get pulled into a lot of criminal justice reform conversations. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'm on the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys Board of Directors, and we are involved in conversations about that, I'd say, on a weekly basis.
So tell me a little bit more about that, because I know the subject of reform comes up a lot, and you hear that thrown around, especially in the media. We hear, police reform, criminal justice reform. There's all kinds of reform, quote-unquote, that's being thrown out there. But I think for the most part, a lot of people would say, I don't really understand, what does that mean? What are we trying to do? What's the goal of the reform movement where these conversations are coming from?
Yeah, I mean, that's a deep question. I think probably the best way to sort of frame it is the reform movement sprouted in large part out of a realization that the late 80s, early 90s federal statutes that the three strikes and you're out rule that caused a lot of drug dealers and drug users to be imprisoned for, 30 years to life. There's a realization that that might not be the best, most appropriate way to address those offenders. But what's happened is sort of morphed, kind of like a tsunami, if I can use that term. It's just sort of kind of permeated all of criminal justice to the point now where we have district attorneys in some very large jurisdictions that are taking an approach to crime that really has never been taken in this country's history. And I just think we are headed down a very dark path if that's the direction that the majority of us go.
I guess the thing that I really look at from this, and I understand the three strikes and you're out policy, while it had really good intentions, a lot of times good intentions don't turn out the way that you want it to. And right. So many times people say, wow, that was a really good idea on paper. But when we actually put it into practice, it didn't play out the way that we thought it was going to. I kind of look at that with the way that we have with a lot of these crimes, where people are picking and choosing what they're going to prosecute and what they're not. And I'm curious from the viewpoint in the conversations that you're having with people around the state and people around the country, what are you seeing play out, or are you seeing any difference play out by these prosecutors not prosecuting crimes that are on the books?
I think like most things, most trends start on the East Coast and the West Coast, and they gradually work their way toward the Midwest. We're starting to see that. Across the board of 115 prosecuting attorneys across the state, you might have a handful, I'm going to say fewer than probably four, that are actively engaged in sort of what you'd term a progressive prosecution mindset. But I think what you see on the coast, if you let it go, you're going to see it here. San Francisco is a perfect example. You mentioned that a few minutes ago. Their DA took an approach to not prosecute drug offenses, to not prosecute stealing offenses, burglary offenses, unless there was a weapon involved. And what you're seeing is an extraordinary increase in drug overdose deaths, extraordinary increase in criminal activity. And I think I don't want to oversell it, but you're on your way to anarchy. And that's not something, I don't think the people of Missouri would ever let that happen. But you see the trends on the coast, and it's concerning, to say the least.
Does it affect jail time? When you see that, when you are seeing these crimes that come out, because what the Manhattan DA is trying to say, and you've heard it from others, we need to really pay attention to the serious crime and not spend so much time on these smaller crimes. But I don't know if that is actually making a difference in prison populations or not.
Yeah, there's some merit to that discussion. I mean, there's something to be said for that. Not every criminal offender needs to go to prison. We all know that. The violent offenders make it easier for us. The sex offenders, the people that perpetrate on children, those are easy ones. The harder ones are those lower level, quote, victimless crimes. You know, what do you do with those? But I think the bottom line is you have to, as a prosecutor, you've got to make decisions that you think reflect the values of your constituency. And I know our constituency appreciates and values safe neighborhoods and a tough on crime approach. And that is going to include jail time in some cases, in many cases, and I'm okay with that.
I know Rand Paul has talked about this a lot, where the primary duty of a government is to keep their citizens safe. And there's been a lot of things that we've seen lately, which has been very encouraging, of a regional approach. And I know you've been involved with that with some of the task force things that have been going on around the region.
Yeah, so I'll give you a perfect example. We had one last week. Our auto theft task force was out, as they have been for a better part of a year now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And there was a situation where an offender was pulled over. And instead of stopping to comply with the police officer's request, she decided to plow forward, and she ran over one of our St. Charles County Sheriff's deputies, critically injuring him. He's going to be okay, but it's going to be a long recovery. But locally, you know, the police officers need to make the arrest. They're doing that. I need to charge the people with the appropriate crimes. We're doing that. And the judges are the last frontier in holding these folks accountable. And we've got some judges here in St. Charles County who are taking that seriously. We had a $2 million bond on that case. I think that sends a message, and that's the message that needs to be sent. You just can't do this stuff and get away with it anymore.
I appreciate you mentioning Deputy Robertson, and I mean, he does have a long road back. Sheriff Lewis was updating us at the council about him at our last county council meeting. So Deputy Robertson's family, we want to send you the best, and for him, we want to send him the best and best wishes, and hopefully that he recovers as fast as he possibly can. But I understand his road's going to be about a year or so in getting healthy for something like that. But I think that speaks to the fact of what you were talking about. You've got a lot of these prosecutors that have gone to a $0 bond. There is no cash bond. You walk in the front, you walk out the back, and there's no money that changes hands in the middle.
one of the things that is, so the Supreme Court has rules about how these bonds are supposed to be set. And basically, it's designed to secure the defendant's return to court, but it's also designed to protect the community. If this offender is a danger to a specific victim or to the community at large, the court can set a high bond. And that's kind of been lost in all this discussion of criminal justice reform and bail reform. But there are many, many valid reasons why some of these offenders need to be locked up pending trial. Obviously, they're innocent until proven guilty. But what that also does is it sends a message back to the communities from which these folks came. If you're going to go do these things, and if you get caught, you're going to pay a heavy price. And I think that's a really important thing that locally, anyway, we're sending that message, and I'm proud of that.
I love that idea. One of the things that I know we've seen over this past year or two with the COVID explosion and things that have been happening is it's been really tough to get court cases done. A lot of times courts just been canceled, or I think we were shut down for a very long time with a lot of cases. Are you seeing that improving at all?
Yeah, we are. You know, the last, I say 3 or 4 weeks with the Omicron spike, that's impacted things somewhat, but St. Charles County has been at the forefront, the circuit court, I mean, in particular, in trying to reopen the court system, because they recognize, sure, there's a danger, but there's a danger that we all kind of need to figure out how to live with. In the meantime, some of these huge cases where victims and families of victims are impacted, they need justice, and justice delayed is justice denied. That's how the saying goes, and that's a true story. And so I think I'm proud of the way St. Charles County is handling that. I think we're on the right track. As I said, we're about two deep every week on trials, which is pretty incredible.
When you're looking at the biggest challenge, just with a couple minutes left here, that you're facing from a prosecutor's standpoint, what are the big challenges that you're facing right now?
You know, I think right now is just, you know, we're seeing a significant uptick in violent crime. I think we need to have the wherewithal in this community to recognize that while we have a very low crime rate, it's a very safe place to live, we are seeing things at a much faster rate in terms of violent crime than we used to see. And I think our citizenry is vigilant about that. They're willing to cooperate. They're willing to, you know, if they see something, they say something. So I think, you know, we're on the right track. I think in the metropolitan region, I wish I could say that about every single part of the metro region. I'm concerned about some things that are happening to the east of us. But you know what? All we can do is try to do the best we can. Hopefully that sets an example.
Well, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for taking the time on a holiday to meet with us today and spend a little time talking. It's always good to talk to Tim Lomar and talk about crime, and especially the way that you're getting things done in St. Charles County.
Mike, always enjoy talking to you anytime.
All right, man. Appreciate that. That is Tim Lomar. He is the prosecuting attorney at St. Charles County, Missouri. Make sure I never make that mistake again, right, Abby? That's something that's unforgivable. Hey, coming up, we are going to talk to Miss Rodeo Missouri 2022. I'm excited to talk to Alexa Daly. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. In all of the COVID conversations, in all of the crime conversations, in all of the voting rights conversations, don't you want a break? Don't you want to talk about something that's some good news? It's Martin Luther King Day. It's Betty White's official 100th birthday. By the way, if you haven't Googled Betty White, go Google Betty White real quick and see what comes up. It's just something to put a smile on your face and get a break from all the bad news. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. Geez, sometimes you just follow. It's the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Mike Elam. Obviously, I need a little more coffee in the early afternoon to get this done on 97.1 FM Talk. It is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for letting us be a part of your MLK Day. Hope your celebrations have gone well today, or you've enjoyed a day off, whichever works. It's funny. It's just the middle of January. I've already got to do Cox's show a couple of times, Reardon's show a couple of times. You know, when you work at 97.1, you must get some good holidays here.
I think so.
Or vacations kick up really quick, you know. I get the Reardon thing because he took his daughter to go see the Katy Perry show in Vegas a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, about a week or so.
Yeah, so I get that. That's fulfilling a Christmas gift that he gave to her. That was awesome. He gets today off. That's awesome. I get to come play radio for a while. That's awesome. You know what's also awesome? Miss Rodeo Missouri 2022. Alexa Daly got the honor, and she is getting all of her pageantry made official on Saturday, I believe. Alexa, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
You know, I'm just excited to talk to you. I am dying for some good news to happen, and I'm sick of all the other stuff that's been going on, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm tired of talking about COVID. I'm tired of talking about all the D.C. stuff that's going on, and I love the fact that your mother documents everything that happens in your life on Miss Rodeo. That is pretty awesome.
She definitely does. She likes to show me off, and I am very fortunate to have a mom that does that for me. So she is amazing.
I am super excited that a young lady from O'Fallon, Missouri, wins this honor. So tell me a little bit about Miss Rodeo Missouri. How did this come about? How did you get started into this competition? And tell me a little bit about that competition.
All righty. So in August, we competed in conjunction with the Troy Rodeo up in Troy, Missouri. And I'd always looked up to the Miss Rodeo Missouri girls, and I always dreamed of being Miss Rodeo Missouri one day. And so this year it kind of fell into my lap with my schedule to go on and compete. So for the pageant, you sign up, and then you wait for the pageant to come on, and you go in, you do your introductions, you have a horsemanship competition, which is where you do a set pattern given to you before the pageant by the judges. You complete the pattern, and then it's judged based on the maneuvers that you and your horse complete, and then you go in with an interview, which is based on your personality, rodeo knowledge, horse knowledge, anything based on that, and then you also have impromptu questions and a speech.
Wow, it's like a regular pageant just with horses.
Absolutely. So instead of the bikini modeling, we do a horse pageant.
I love that. That it's a little more messy from time to time, but I'm sure it's a lot of fun. So how did you get into this? When did you first start riding?
So I didn't start riding until I was 10 years old. I grew up with classical ballet, actually. So that was a big jump going from ballet to horses. My cousin introduced me at Thanksgiving, actually. He's like, "Do you want to come ride my horse?" I was like, "Well, yeah, horses are cool." And so I really just jumped into it from there. I've always been very competitive, and the equine industry just led me to a very competitive and passion-driven opportunity.
So I saw that you went to school at Southern Arkansas University.
Which, yes.
By the way, I'm an Arkansas boy, so God love you for going to God's country to go to school. So what led you down to SAU?
So I originally had went to SAU for the rodeo team. I didn't make it, but it led me to a better path. I met my current trainer, Alan Shaw, and he really took me in like a father figure, and he showed me the ways of the horse world and the bigger industry that I had never been introduced to, and I grew so much moving down there, and I just absolutely loved it.
I got to tell you, I was really surprised, because it's not often that you hear someone from a metropolitan area who is named Miss Rodeo for any state, I wouldn't think. But, you know, being in the suburbs and living in O'Fallon, not a small town, being a Fort Zumwalt South young lady, it just seemed like I didn't expect that you would be that person. You expect somebody to be from mid-Missouri or someone in sort of, as I said, where I grew up out in the country. you don't strike me as country, but I think it's awesome that you got into this and that you went through that. So it seems like now that you've won this honor, you're going to hit the road.
Yes. My first outing will actually be, I fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, January 27th for Rodeo Rapid City. I will be there until February 26th participating in the rodeo every night. We have a fashion show coming up for the ladies up there. We get interviewed by the Miss Rodeo America 2020-2021, Jordan Tierney. So that is such a great honor that we get to go do that. And I'm really excited to go there. It's going to be a great experience.
So I'm sure South Dakota is awesome. Probably wouldn't pick to go there in January.
Yeah, it's going to be a different experience, but luckily the rodeo is indoors.
So do you take your horse with you when you go?
No, so we're actually provided horses by sponsors and stock contractors whenever we go there. We get in contact with them before the rodeo happens.
So it looks like you're going to be traveling all over the country, obviously going to South Dakota. I saw you're going to end up the year in Vegas. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I will end up competing for Miss Rodeo America 2023 in conjunction with the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in the beginning of December.
So tell me a little about the stuff in between. So now you can have sponsors and sponsors can be a showcase with you everywhere that you go across the country all through 2022. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So we take sponsors. We appreciate these sponsors so much. They help us with our wardrobe to compete for the Miss Rodeo America pageant. They help us travel. They help us get to go experience all these amazing places. But they also help to promote us and promote their business. So we give out 10,000 autograph sheets statewide, let alone the amount of autograph sheets we hand out nationwide.
Wow.
So it's a great opportunity for businesses to help us out, and we also get to help promote them.
So tell me a little bit about what do you expect your life to be like over the next year? Is it just going to be one hotel room after the next that you're going to be bouncing around? Or do you get to spend some time at home? I know you just graduated, right? Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Yes.
So I guess the career gets put on hold for a year. Is that how this works out?
Yes. I plan to take a gap year after I graduated just to get a little bit more experience in the industry. But with this opportunity, I will get way more experience and exposure than I ever expected. So I'll get to spend a little bit of time at home. There's 8 rodeos that I get to go to in the state of Missouri. So I'll be taking my personal horse to those 8 rodeos, and I'm super excited to get out there and do that. Otherwise, we get to stay in hotels, which are sponsored by local people in the cities we get to go to. And we also get to stay with host families. So that's going to be really cool, getting to know people in other states and cities.
That sounds exciting. You know, going to South Dakota in January, probably not the thing that I would pick, but
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To Kissimmee, Florida in February. That I could be on board with.
Yes, that is going to be so much fun. We actually get to go to Gatorland, and we get to take our picture on an alligator. I am super excited about that.
I have been to Gatorland. It's actually super exciting. It's fun to watch them hold chickens out there, and you have a 13-foot alligator come jumping about and grabs this chicken out of this guy's hand. It's like one you got from the grocery store. It's not a live chicken. Abby's looking at me like, that sounds god-awful. I'm like, no, it's actually pretty fun. Well, that is really exciting. So tell me about, you're an agriculture major. Was that correct?
Yes, sir. I was an animal science major.
So tell me about, what are your plans? I mean, obviously, this is a great opportunity. It's going to get you tons of exposure. But once this is finished, what are you planning to do?
So I haven't fully decided yet. There's so many different avenues that I can take with my degree. The end goal is to be able to own and operate a large-scale beef cattle ranch and cutting horse operation. That's always been a dream of mine, but to get there, I don't know what I want to do yet, so that's still up in the air.
Hey, I'm 55. I haven't figured out what I want to do yet either. So I'm right there with you. I thought your dad would try to talk you into be, you know, part of the O'Fallon Fire Department or something like that.
I think he did when I was younger. I shadowed him a few times, and I was like, no, this just isn't for me. I want to be out in the field working every day. So that's truly what I enjoy.
So tell me a little bit about your horse. I know you have to have a horse that you've done these competitions with.
Yeah, so I actually have five.
Wow.
One's my dad's. I don't technically claim him. He's my dad's. But my current show horse, her name is Lena Zaina. She's the horse that I've been taking all over the country, competing in ranch classes, rodeo queen pageants, anything you can imagine. But the horse that I'll be taking to the rodeos with me this year, her name is Maggie. I got her as a two-year-old, and we just grew a bond together growing up, and it's been a great journey with her. She is a firecracker.
Well, it sounds like her rider is one as well. So tell me a little bit about Saturday, your event that's happening at the Elks Lodge, 4 o'clock. What is that all about?
So Saturday will be my official coronation day. I will officially be crowned Miss Rodeo Missouri. Currently, I have the lady-in-waiting crown, so I will get the official bright and shiny Miss Rodeo Missouri crown that is passed down year to year. And after the coronation happens, we're going to have proclamations. We're going to have donations by the Missouri Fur Trappers. I will get a fur vest donated by a few trappers throughout Missouri. I will get to wear that throughout my year. We'll be having a Mr. Rodeo Missouri competition. It's something to raise money. It's really funny, and it gets a bunch of the men out there just being a little goofy. And then at 6 o'clock, we will have a rock and roll bingo, which my mom has told me all about it. She is super excited for it because I've never gotten to play before. But it's all sorts of music genres, and then it's just regular bingo, but you can cheat. So it's kind of cool.
How do you cheat? Can you scroll through on your phone and play Shazam or something like that to pick up the tunes?
Yeah, they actually encourage you cheating using Shazam, so it's pretty neat. It's because, I mean, if you don't have your answer on your bingo card, you can't cheat. So, I mean, or you can't win, so it doesn't really matter if you cheat or not.
That is hilarious. I love that. And I may actually have a chance to win if I can cheat, you know?
Yes,
I used to have a boss.
And it's all for fun.
I had a boss that used to say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So, you know. I love that. Well, I'm really excited for you. I'm very excited that a young lady from St. Charles County wins this honor. It sounds like you're going to have a ton of fun over the next year. I look forward to keeping up with you, seeing how all this goes. Is there a if you get, I know you're going to be in Vegas next year. In December is when the Miss America is, right?
Yes, Miss Rodeo America pageant.
So that is in December of next year in Vegas. If you win that, what happens at that point?
So if I were to win Miss Rodeo America 2023, I would go on the road even more extensively than I already will be this year. People will have me come in for galas, for charity events, and everything in between. I'll go to rodeos all across the country, including Canada. And you actually get to go out with Miss Rodeo Canada a lot in conjunction with the Miss Rodeo America, Inc. And so it's a really cool opportunity, as well as sometimes you get to go and spend a week with Miss Rodeo Australia. So
wow.
That's really fascinating.
This sounds like a whole big thing that if you can get that done. There should be
a
Miss Rodeo universe at this point. You know,
there should be. I agree.
There should be. Hey, so we can make that happen. We're can-do kind of people. We're going to make that happen. So before I let you go, has there been any experience that's just been like, wow, that stands out in your mind and says that's just been the coolest thing through this whole process? I know it's tough probably
goodness.
To narrow it down to just one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had so many incredible experiences. Probably my favorite experience is just getting to meet all of the girls throughout the Miss Rodeo America organization and getting to become friends with them and see the journeys that they go through, through their year and throughout the course of the rest of their lives. So it's really neat to connect with people all across the country that you would never meet on a daily basis. So I'm very fortunate to get to do that.
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm excited to see you on Saturday. I know Mayor Hennessy from O'Fallon is going to be there, along with, I'm sure, hundreds of other people who are going to come out for this event. This is Alexa Daly. We're very excited for you. We're very proud of you, and wish you the best of luck in what sounds like going to be a crazy busy 2022. And hopefully you win the Miss Rodeo America, which would be even cooler.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I can't wait to see you on Saturday.
That sounds great. Thank you very much for taking the time on this MLK Day. You know, it's just exciting when you have events like that, and like local people get to, they win certain pageants and contests and stuff like that. And then you start realizing there's all kinds of stuff that's going on around you every day that you're just clueless on. I'm not excited about that part, right? I'm excited to find out that all this stuff is going on, but I'm kind of embarrassed. Like, how did I not know that all these things were happening? Her mom's a friend, so she documents her life on social media on a regular basis, which is awesome. I have a brand new grandchild. I'm doing the same thing, right? So you put all that stuff out there. But I didn't pay that much attention. I just thought, oh, okay. So Alexa's into horses. Okay, that's great. And then I saw that she won the Miss Rodeo Missouri pageant, and I'm like, wow, I should have paid more attention to something like that. So her coronation is going to happen on Saturday at the Elks Lodge in O'Fallon. The mayor's going to be there. The county executive is doing a proclamation for her. So we're going to give that to her as well. And they've got a barbecue and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be exciting. So congratulations, Alexa. We're very excited for you. The cut of the day is the only thing we have left on that. And we're going to do something that you probably saw coming, but I will tell you, it's not Martin Luther King. So maybe that's enough of a teaser to keep you on the other side. My name is Mike Elam, filling in today on The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. So you got me again. I don't know who this one is either.
This is Milky Chance.
Of course it is. Milky Chance.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I watched him play basketball one night. Milky Chance. He had 43 points. It was amazing. It is the Mark Reardon Show. My name is Mike Elam, filling in today for this last 15 minutes or so on 97.1 FM Talk. It is a big sports night with St. Louis connections. When we talked to Frank Cusimano earlier today, he was telling us that he was hanging out down at the Enterprise Center because Chris Pronger's number 44 is getting lifted up to the rafters tonight, and they are going to hang up Chris's number and retire it. 18-year career. I didn't realize that he had 18 years. And I remember when Chris Pronger got traded here, and a lot of people were not happy about that. They thought, what? No. I don't remember who we traded away. I want to say it was Brendan Shanahan, but don't hold me to that. It's been a long time, and I've killed a lot of brain cells between now and then. But I remember when Pronger came in, a lot of people were not excited about that. But when he got traded away, a lot of people were very unhappy about that. I think he went to Edmonton, if I remember correctly, from when he left. But that is all water under the bridge. Like we were talking about with Frank earlier, man, if you are a St. Louis sports person and you played here and you played well and you were one of our top people, I have never seen a city that will just love you all the way through. It doesn't really matter what happens with you. You can go have a great career somewhere else, but when you come back, the city's always going to be there for you. I don't know, Albert Pujols may be the only one. No, I think people still love Albert for the most part. But that took a little time for people to go, what? Come on, you were my guy. And then you chose to leave. So they're a little hurt with that. Speaking of chose to leave, we've got the football game tonight, which features the Rams and the Cardinals, who both chose to leave. It's like, what? Come on. But you were my guys. I agree with Cusimano. When I was a kid, I remember us drawing up plays. You'll love this, Abby. First grade in Pickett, Arkansas, right? We were drawing up plays, and somebody would say, I'm Pat Tilly. I'm Mel Gray. I'm Terry Metcalf, and I'm Jim Hart. Nobody really played "I'm Dan Dierdorf" back in the day because no one wanted to be an offensive lineman. But you wanted to be one of those skilled guys. And I remember I was number 21. I was number 17. I was number 85. Like, everybody had their guy. Roger Worley on defense, though, he was awesome. I love the fact that he's a St. Louis guy. He's a Mizzou guy. Played his career with the Cardinals, and you just loved all that stuff. So I think I'm going Cardinals tonight. Do you have a – do you care?
So I'm not a big football person in general, a sports person in general, but I feel like the Rams kind of made everyone mad in St. Louis, so
right.
I guess the Cardinals.
There you go. If Bidwell made people mad, but Stan Kroenke took it to a whole other level of, I really hate you. That's like a Taylor Swift song, isn't it? I really, 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 really hate you.
Yeah.
I thought so. I have a 19-year-old daughter. I can keep up with some stuff from time to time. So that is what's going on tonight. By the way, if you haven't done it yet, tonight is the last night that you're going to be able to watch the Manning brothers do their broadcast. I think it's on ESPN2. So if you haven't watched this, you may actually like something like this because it's Eli and Peyton Manning watching the football game while you're watching the football game with you. And then they have special guests that are coming in. So I know tonight they've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of the people who's going to Zoom in with them and watch the game together. Russell Wilson's going to be on there, and they've got somebody else. I can't remember who else is watching the game tonight, but they're all going to be on watching the game with the Manning brothers. It's a lot of fun. When I first heard the concept, I thought, this is extremely stupid. I have no desire to do that at all. But believe it or not, yesterday I watched part of the football game on Nickelodeon. I know. So they did this promo while they were talking about it, and they talked about the fact that, hey, by the way, the game is also on Nickelodeon, so you can watch it over there. And I thought, what? So I flipped over and I started watching, and I'm like, okay. So they had special guests who came on there as well. Like Deion Sanders was on there, prime time. But for the purpose of this, they call him Slime Time because they have the slime on Nickelodeon. So it was actually cute. It's a great way to maybe get younger people involved with football. Probably not 23-year-olds into football, but, you know, there's still hope for you, which with any case. But I digress. It is time to get to the cut of the day. Brought to you by the Good Feet Store, Comfort, Energy, Performance, and Pain Relief at the Good Feet Store. Do we have a recorded thing that we play for this?
Like a recorded spot?
No, like a recorded little intro or something like that? No, good. All right. I didn't want to mess with that anyway, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't contractually obligated to push a button somewhere. So today, like we've talked about, is obviously it's Martin Luther King Day, but it is also Betty White's 100th birthday. And I think the world cried when Betty White died. Everybody wanted her to get to 100. So we were thinking, what are we going to do for our cut of the day? And we found this little clip that we wanted to share with you.
It's a tough question, but how do you want to be remembered?
I don't even know that I'd be remembered. I would just like to have it somewhere along the line that I made people laugh and I made them think a little bit. And the two parts of my life, the animal part and the television part, and I work them together as much as I can. By doing all the game shows, and by doing all the talk shows, and by doing the situation comedies and the diversity that I've done, the audience never... Had I done Sue Ann Nivens as my first show, I would have been taped forever. But I haven't, so the audience... Oh, it's Betty being silly again. That's what I'd like to be remembered as. Betty is their good friend that they invite into their home.
Thanks.
Betty White, 100th birthday today. Do you have a favorite Betty White memory, or is it just all of them all put together?
I think I really liked her on SNL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that was fun for me.
So my wife is a huge Golden Girls fan, and this is not something that I normally brag about, but it's Betty White's 100th birthday. So we would go to sleep to Golden Girls because Golden Girls is on 24/7 on TV, just in case you didn't know. You can find a Golden Girls episode on some channel somewhere right now. I guarantee you. But my wife would turn it on and it would just play. And I guess through osmosis, I have pretty much picked up. I've seen every Golden Girls episode way too many times. It's not healthy of how many I've seen. I didn't intentionally sit down to watch them, mind you. I want that disclaimer in there. I'm not completely giving it my man card at this one. But I can see like 30 seconds or so of an episode, and I can tell you everything that happened in that episode. It's not something I'm really proud of. But Betty White was just amazing. And she would pull up these lines, and you start watching behind-the-scenes type things of how did that come about. And they will tell you, Betty just started flowing, and we just went with it. Like, it wasn't supposed to be that way. There was a show that was on for a while called Hot in Cleveland. Did you see that show?
I don't think so.
Oh, Valerie Bertinelli was on that with a couple other ladies. And so it was the four of them, and they lived together, and it was called Hot in Cleveland. Oh, my gosh. What a hilarious show. And Betty White was by far the glue that held all that together. And she had the best lines. She was constantly throwing stuff out there. And you're just like, what? But you were saying that you grew up with her. Like, she's been a part of your life for your whole life.
Yeah. Constantly seeing her, you know, do different stuff on TV, you know, different stuff, you know, promoting the help of animals and whatnot. Like, she's just always been something that's been around.
And I'm 55. I was saying she's always been around for my whole life. But there's the Betty White Challenge where they're encouraging you to give $5 to a charity. Is that right?
Yeah. The Betty White Challenge is $5 to any local or national charity in her name. I think it started, you know, right after she died, and people are saying until today, her birthday. But of course, you can do it whenever.
So get involved if you want.
Yeah.
In honor of Betty White, we did that for our cut of the day today. Brought to you by the Good Feet Stores, comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. So, Abby, it's been fun.
It has.
We've made it through the full 3 hours on our Martin Luther King Day. We've never worked together before, but hopefully we'll get to do it again.
I think so.
Mark tends to take vacation time, and he's been here for a while, so he's got a lot of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you listening today. I hope MLK Day has been great for you. Have a fantastic week. And thanks for listening to The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.